We trust you, Lord Jesus. Hallelujah. 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 Oh, Jesus. Dear Lord Jesus. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord, that we can be gathered together tonight here in your house. Lord, we're looking to you to help each of us, to make us a blessing and encouragement, to minister to our own souls and needs. Lord, we just want you to have your way. In this short time that we have together tonight, we thank you that your presence is here. And Lord, our confidence is certainly not in ourselves. It's not in our gathering. It's not in our prayers. Our faith is in you. It's found a resting place, not in device, not in creed, but we trust the ever-living one. In Jesus, we know that you are able for every need, Sister Edith's need, our need, every need. And Lord, we pray that as we look to you tonight, that our confidence and our faith might be found fully and wholly on the promises and the Word of God that are yea and amen through Christ Jesus. Thank you for them. May we lay hold and lay claim to that ground that you have already purchased for us. You've given to us. The victory has been purchased on Calvary's cross. And Lord, we pray that we might lay claim by faith to that which you have purchased for Sister Edith and for every one of us. And we thank you for it. Amen. Amen. 'Tis so sweet to trust in Jesus, just to take Him at His word, just to rest upon His promise, just to know the saith the Lord. Jesus, Jesus, how I trust Him, how I hold Him more and more. Jesus, Jesus, that in just a few minutes, if not sooner than a few minutes, we'll be joined by the young men. They can come right in now. I don't have to wait anymore. And we're here right away at the beginning of this meeting, at least to join in faith and in prayer for Sister Edith. Now, there was a time in the Bible where Jesus, he was coming to pray for someone. She had been dead. And you know what he did? He did a strange thing. He told everybody to leave. I wonder why he did that. I think what he was trying to do is get rid of all their unbelief. Because it seemed that there were people that were gathered there that maybe didn't have that faith. They maybe were, I don't know what they were. Now, I trust that every one of us, that the boys that are coming in and that the staff and that every guest that's here, I trust that every one of us
has enough of the Word of God that we know that we have a promise and that we can believe that God is able to answer that promise and fulfill His Word. Does anybody here, now you're not going to raise your hand, but I'll ask it anyway, does anybody here not believe that? And if you don't believe that, it might be well that you leave. Because we want to unite our faith, not our unbelief. We want to unite our faith together. And just believe that the Lord is going to hear the prayers that have been prayed. There was a time in my life that I had been sick, and I was in the hospital, and I had a chest tube, and my lung had collapsed. I was playing basketball, and my lung collapsed. Do you ever, if you don't know what that feels like, I hope you never learn. You feel like you can't breathe, because you can't. And there I was lying in the hospital, and I had heard that they were going to have to do surgery if that didn't repair itself. And one evening, the night before the surgery, I just prayed. Everybody, it was a Sunday. Monday morning was surgery. And I just prayed, Lord, I just claim the answer to all the prayers that have been prayed. And I felt the Lord touch me just at that moment. And I was all by myself there in my room. And the people that had prayed, they were long gone. But I just was able to somehow thank the Lord and just say, Lord, I just claim the answer to all the prayers. Now, a lot of prayers have been prayed for Sister Edith already. Lots. People have prayed, and those from her church have prayed, and they've anointed her with oil in the name of the Lord, and they've prayed that the Lord would raise Sister Edith up. And I spoke to her this afternoon, and she's believing that. She's trusting that. She has every confidence that God is able to help her. And her last words to me on the phone this afternoon was, I'll see you next year at camp. Third period. Are you going to be there? I said, I'll be there. Are you going to be there? Yep, we got it down next year. Third period, I'll see you at camp. Well, by God's grace. And why not? God is able. We believe that. I trust we believe that. And again, it's not faith, boys. It's not faith in our faith, because if it was faith in our faith, we might as well just go to our bonfires. But it's faith in God. Faith in the promises of God. If two of you agree, as touching anything, it shall be done. Oh, thank God that we can pray. And so we're going to try to get Sister Edith on the telephone. And we're going to sing a song for her. I hope you can. Sing together with every one of us. Some of you boys that came in, I hope you got the words. If you didn't, raise your hand and somebody will try to help you get the words. And the rest of us, we're going to turn to 297. And before we start to sing, and before we even have the introduction to the song, if you give me about 30 seconds to try to get Sister Edith on the phone and let her know that we're going to try to do this. Are we going to try to FaceTime her? Are we doing that? Oh, we're doing that. Yes. Okay, we're FaceTiming too. Hi, Edith.
Hello. Hi.
How are you? Nice to see you.
Doing well tonight. Thank you.
Thank God. We're here to pray for you and with you, and we want to sing for you first. And everybody's here, and you're going to get a chance to see us all, I think, during the time that we sing and pray. And so God bless you.
Surges roll on my tempest-driven soul. I'm peaceful, for I know while it all awaits a blow.
Let's stand together. Let's all stand. Sister Edith,
amen.
That cable that's unseen will bear this heavy strain, and through the storm she'll safely ride till the turning of the tide. It holds, the anchor holds, thank God. Let's all pray that Jesus will strengthen Sister Edith in body and soul and in spirit. You touch God on our sister's behalf. You pray right now and ask Jesus to intervene. Ask Jesus to be glorified in our sister's body and soul and spirit. Hallelujah. Touch Sister Edith, Lord. Oh, dear Lord, stretch out your hand to heal. Dear Lord, we believe together, Lord. We unite our faith, oh Lord Jesus, tonight. And pray that you will lay your hand upon Sister Edith. Lord, by your stripes we are healed. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. 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 Hallelujah.
again, Lord. Grant it, dear Lord Jesus. Grant it, oh God. Grant that help be given, dear Lord Jesus. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Yes, Lord. Hallelujah. By your stripes, dear Lord, we believe to see your glory, oh God. Hallelujah. 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 We thank you, dear Lord Jesus, tonight for the opportunity to bring Sister Edith before the throne of grace, that we might obtain mercy and find grace to help in this time of need. You're a merciful God. You're a great God. And you are able to do above and beyond what we could even ask or think. And Jesus, we believe you. We trust you. Our faith is in your word. Our confidence is in your promises, Lord, to us, to Sister Edith. And tonight, Lord, we stand upon your word. By your stripes, we are healed. Lord, you paid the price. You died on the cross. It's in the atonement. It's the children's bread. And you invited us to come and to ask boldly for that which you call the children's bread, healing. And so, Lord, we as your children, we just come and ask. Give us, oh Lord, this day. Give to Sister Edith this day. Oh, dear Lord, that touch that only you can give. But you're able, Lord. Stretch forth your hand to heal. Let signs and wonders be done in the name of Jesus. Let your name be glorified, we pray. Dear Lord, you forgive our iniquities and you heal all our diseases. And we pray, dear Lord, tonight that you'll stretch out your hand and touch Sister Edith. We claim together the answer to all the prayers that have gone up on her behalf all around this world, Lord. Those that are praying, Lord, we just claim the answer. We believe to see your glory, and we ask these things in Jesus' precious name. Oh, dear Lord, and we thank you for it. Amen. Amen. Praise the Lord. God bless you, Sister Edith. We love you. You're welcome. We'll continue to do that.
Bye, sis. God bless you.
Do you know who that was? That was Brother John.
My one and only big brother.
Your one and only big brother. Yes. Yeah. God bless you. We'll talk to you again.
Thanks. Okay. Thanks very much.
You're very welcome. Bye bye. Bye bye. Thank you. Thank you. Now, boys, go. As quickly as you've come, you may disappear. Thank you for coming. Thank you for joining together. Thank you for your prayers. Have a wonderful evening. And the rest of you, stick around. Take your seats if you'd like to.